USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, President Trump says,
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way. But
those comments at the White House, as President Trump also says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The teen accused of killing two people during the Kenosha riots is released on bail.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people and wounding a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee today. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. All are expected to survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Coronavirus is being spread by those who don't even know they're infected. That's a word from a top expert on the coronavirus White House task force team. Dr. Deborah Birx saying cases are coming from people gathering indoors who aren't showing symptoms. Birx also tells CNN there's a lot of mixed messages being sent when governors and mayors are closing down schools but keeping bars and liquor stores open.
I think the thing that confuses Americans, and I've heard this in the Rocky Mountain states, when we tell people that these masks prevent transmission, they're not perfect, but when we tell them they prevent transmission and then we close the spaces where people are 100% masked and we open the spaces where the people are unmasked, which we know is a transmission area, that's confusing to the American people. I understand why it's confusing. They're like, okay, you said masks work, and I'm doing them here, and these spaces are safe, and you're closing my space and leaving open the spaces where people are on masks.
The Toronto Raptors will start the 2021 NBA season in Tampa, Florida. Team officials saying it's because the Toronto federal government will not allow them to host games at their stadium due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Training camp is scheduled to begin December 1st. The regular season starts December 22nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.